Now, Erin from our office staff has joined us for this little segment here.
Hello.
Yeah, you're excited for this?
I am. Are you? I'm so excited.
You're not nervous about this at all?
No.
Okay. Tell us about what happened to you on New Year's Eve.
Well, New Year's Eve, we went down to Aggieville with, you know, 10,000 of our closest friends.
Yeah, a lot of people had a lot of fun down there.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Towards the end of the night, we went to go grab a cab to go home.
And good move.
Yeah, being smart.
And was it tough to get a cab or not?
It was extremely tough to get a cab. So, but we had to, you had to go to like a certain area to get a cab.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't pick you up in different areas. So we went over like towards Silverado's. And so while we were waiting for the cab to come, I decided to use one of the porta potties.
Right.
In front that were lined up all over the streets.
Now keep in mind, yesterday morning I was talking about driving past that same area and seeing a porta potty on its back. So go on.
Which I heard that yesterday and kind of shocked me because I realized I would have to share my story at that point.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that I was in that overturned porta potty.
Earlier in the evening or as it was?
As it was being turned over.
Now, before everyone gets too excited and too thrilled with this story, you got out of there in time.
Right? I did. As I was walking out of it, as it was going over.
So someone's up there just tipping on it?
Well, they hit it at first.
Right.
And I was like, and it was one of those, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
Kind of things. And so I start getting my stuff together and leaving. And
now, were you right in the middle of anything? Or?
Well, yeah.
A little bit?
When, okay. The first time they hit it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then my purse fell open, so I was grabbing everything out
of it. Oh, your purse fell open on the floor of a porta potty?
Yeah, really gross. Really. Yeah. Not a good scene.
Yeah.
But so I start grabbing all my stuff together, throwing it back in my purse, and next thing you know, they hit it again. And so I quickly, like, pushed the door open.
Because they hit it really hard, and you could tell it was going to
go? Yeah, it was going over.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not just one person. There were a couple of people.
Yeah.
Full-grown men. And so I was literally stepping out of it as it was going over.
God.
Probably one of the scariest moments of my whole life.
That is unbelievable. If you had just been in there for, 10 seconds longer, you think you would have been covered?
We wouldn't be sharing the story.
You wouldn't have told?
No, I wouldn't have told it, no. That would have been terrible.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't share the fact that I'd been covered in human waste.
No. That would have been, that would have been the worst thing ever.
There wasn't that big of a mess on the ground out there.
No, I'm not sure that it was really
that full?
Used or...
But right, that doesn't make it any better.
I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly...
Right.
The looks of the porta potty.
It wasn't third day of country stampede or anything like that.
No,
where it could be festering and all that stuff.
But it was still just the thought of what could have happened.
Yeah, well, you wiped out too, right?
Yeah, I did. I actually broke my glasses and broke my pinky finger.
Yeah.
So,
your finger's broken?
Yeah, my pinky's broken.
Why should you need to have it taped up?
Well, I mean, really, I can't type with it though, and that's
kind of your job.
Yeah.
Oh, the glasses, it looks like you're making a fashion trend right now. You see that, Jerry Ann?
You like that?
Yeah.
They're like, what are they, like those opera glasses? Because they only have one.
Just the one side?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a good look you got
going on
there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get covered in feces.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.